Well, hello everybody and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello Shalina, live on video.
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm okay. I think I'm okay now. Let's see how this goes.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Well, so Ramadan Kareem to you.
Ramadan Kareem to you too, yes. It's a day, I don't know what day it is, been blaring into one.
It's like three, but okay.
No, it's...
Today's the fourth, technically.
Today's fourth, yes. Fourth, yeah. It's a mixture of quarantine and Ramadan mixed together. So Everything blurs into one.
Fair enough. So, and then, you know, Ramadan Kareem to all our listeners who are celebrating this month as well. So what do we have for our listeners today?
So I thought, even though we're fasting, well, I'm fasting, I thought I'd talk about baking items and, you know, all that stuff, because baking seems to be a big thing now while people are in quarantine or lockdown. And I thought, yeah, it'd be useful because they are painful to look after, painful to organize. And, you know, I'm not a big baker, as my friends know. I am trying a little bit and failing miserably, but I do have a few things. So, it's always good to get it organized properly. So I thought I'd explain that all to everyone today.
Excellent. So where do we begin with this?
So first, let's start with the food items, because that's a lot of that's the main issue. You know, we have all the flour, the yeast, sugars, colouring, decorations, and then... cupcake holder things as well. There's just loads of bits and pieces, icing as well, you know. And then, so I thought, let's talk about that first. So first of all, it's getting them out. So get them out of the cupboard. So usually people put baking items into random cupboards wherever they have space and don't have an allocated space for them. So find an allocated drawer or cupboard for them. Usually one, you know, like the big one you get above the cooker or above the fridge, which is an open space with no shelves.
Yep.
That's just wasted and lying there. If you're not a big baker and you're not baking every day, that cupboard would be ideal to put your stuff in. So take everything out of there and organize it and declutter it as need be. Then get all your baking items and go through that. So see what's expired. You know, look at the flour and see if it's got bugs in it or if it's fine. And then once you've gotten rid of all the stuff that's expired, then organize everything into categories. So all the flour together, all the sugar, you know, all the coloring, all the decorations together. And then you can see how many, jars or containers you'll need for them. So IKEA has the Verera collection of containers, or there's Oxo have lovely containers which are a bit more expensive, but they're great. You know, you just push them and you can put them in and they're square and they all fit into each other. They're interlocking if you buy all Oxo containers, so they're a good one to get. So you get big ones for the flour and the sugar, and then you can get smaller ones for, say, the yeast or sugar that you don't use that much, and or like maybe almond flour and stuff like that. So get the containers to fit what you own. And maybe get a long, big one to put all your cupcake holder things in it. And then another thing to get as well is a Lazy Susan. So you can put all the decorations, all the food colouring, all the, like, the extracts, mint extract, vanilla extract, you know, all those bits and pieces as well. So in those cupboards, because they haven't got shelves in them and they're quite wide and big, you can get a double Lazy Susan, say, from Amazon, which is great. So you can put double the amount of things on and then turn it around easily to get access to stuff. So Lazy Susans are great. So I use them in my cupboard and in my fridge. But for this, it's ideal to get one and to put stuff on there. So get a Lazy Susan, fill that up with all the stuff, then put them into the drawers, into that like cupboard, and see how much room you've got. If you've got a bit of room, you can then put your baking trays in there, so that everything related to baking is all in there as well. With baking trays, if you stack them, it's always difficult to take them out, because then you have to take all of them out to get one item. You know, it's a pain. So if you can do it sideways and get, say, in IKEA they have a saucepan holders, so you can use that same saucepan holder to hold all the lids not the lid, sorry, to hold all the trays yeah. for the in there. So you could put that in there, slot all the baking trays in, and then Bob's your uncle, that's all organized. So it'll look all nice and neat and tidy. So that's one thing to do. But the main thing is get containers. And because of bugs and stuff and the heat here, you need to get the right containers that close properly and can keep everything safe. And then get nice labels. You can get them online. You can get free printable labels, or, you know, if you have a label machine, use that and then label everything and put the expiry date so you know when it's expiring. Or use a Sharpie, which you can then remove the date you've written on it. Put it on put the date at the bottom of the container so you don't see it, so that you know when it's expired so you can get rid of it. So that's the main key bits. For the machinery, you know, like you have the mixers, the grinders, all these things. So mixers, especially like, you know, the Kenwood Chef or the, what's the other make? KitchenAid.
Yeah, the big food processors and stuff that you need to get this going, yeah.
Yeah, and they're huge. They're really big. And if you put them on your counter, it takes up so much space, like valuable real estate in your, you know, on your kitchen. So if you can find a way to put them somewhere else, which is out of the way. So for me, I put it on top of my fridge. I can easily still reach up for it, but I don't use it that often to allow it to be on my counter. It's just not possible for it to be on my counter. So that's a great place to put it up. And for the other machines that I have, kitchen appliances, I've put them into a box. So I got a box from IKEA, a Samla box. Put all the bits and pieces, you know, all there's all the mixing bits and the whisks and grinders and all the bits and pieces. They're all in that box in one of the cupboards, which, you know, goes deep down inside. So all the bits that I don't need in my life all the time, that's in the corner. And then this box is there ready for me to take out and go in and take whatever I need whenever I need it. But the main machine is on the top of the fridge, so it's easy to access when I need it. And it also reminds me that I have it and that I should use it more often as well. So that's always a good thing. But obviously I'm using it a bit more than necessary right now because I'm trying to make things like bread and cookies. So that's a good thing to do. With the containers, I've said, there's the IKEA ones and there's OXO. If you have containers already, use them. You don't have to go buy new ones especially for this, especially if you're not a baker normally, you know. If this is, you know, maybe this is a thing you're doing right now, but it's not something you're normally doing because you don't have time, you're not home. So don't waste money buying containers if you don't if you already have containers in the house that you could use instead. So think about that as well. You know, as I said, I don't like to waste money unnecessarily on things, on organizing products, if I've already got stuff in the house. You know, there's a way to reuse and repurpose these things. You know, if you've got tin containers, you know, you get sometimes tea and things in these tin containers. They're great to use for flour or for sugar. So use them as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the themes kind of we were setting earlier a couple of weeks ago, right? And reuse and kind of repurpose things that you already have in the house, especially now that we've all had time to clear out a little bit and find some of these things that we didn't know we had.
Yeah.
Big containers of old things that maybe we want to dump, but we can reuse for these purposes.
Yeah. And one more thing is like measuring cups and even the attachments for the mixers, the ones that you use all the time. You can get hooks. So you could buy hooks from your DIY store or from Daiso, you know, the stick-on hooks that you can then put into the cupboards. Put them onto the cupboards, say on the back row, and you can put all your measuring cups there. So it's easy to access and it's not a mess in your kitchen drawer where you put all your other kitchen utensils. So all the baking things are together. Another thing that I do when I work with clients is that I get the Rattan Alvarera white box from IKEA and I label that and I get one of the big ones and put all the baking items in there because, you know, all the things, the appliances, the, you know, the scrapers, the pastry brush, the measuring cups, all of that is all there together, because, you know, a lot of my clients are not big bakers, but they have all these bits and pieces. So I put that into one box, so that, and I call it baking, so they can easily take it out, get all the stuff out when they need it. So make it as easy as possible for you, depending on your lifestyle and what you do when you bake. So yeah, so that's my main tips for looking after your baking items, like for the food and all the rigmarole involved in baking as well. Obviously, you can see I'm not a baker because I don't call it the right thing. Baking rigmarole. Rigmarole.
Yeah. No, but I think it's I mean, as we've seen, you know, this is a world, it's happening worldwide, right? We're seeing more and more people are getting into baking, everything from bread down to desserts, right? It's not just that. And we're seeing shortages of things like flour and yeast in various parts of the world because of this. So I would definitely advise people to kind of get how much you're going to use, and not, like, you know, you're not baking, especially right now, you're not going to be able to bake bread for your, you know, for your entire street or something.
No, exactly.
So let's be understanding of that, of course. But if you are baking stuff, I mean, I think we'd love to hear and see what you've been baking, but also, yeah, you know, give us a glimpse of your baking drawer.
Yes,
I think it'd be interesting to, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how you can apply some of these and what you might be using, even if it's for labeling or the kind of containers.
Yeah, and if you've got a special way of organizing your stuff, share it with us so we can see and share it with other followers and listeners as well, because I'm sure they'll be interesting to see what people are doing. So yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. Well, if you need help from Shalina on how to really dig deep into that baking drawer, you can contact her on declutterme.com. So that's declutterme.com. She also offers an online consultation now where you can touch base with her, just like you're seeing her right now, if you're seeing us on video, and she can guide you through the decluttering process.
Yes. Sure.
Cool. Well, that's it from us for this week. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yep. All right.
Bye.